Enjoy the show today. Appreciate y'all. Went very quick. It was good to be back. We have a lot of things we want to get to tomorrow as well. We're going to do our Razorback epitaph. So work up your best gravestone phrase to put on there on the season. It's something about 2013, the worst we've ever seen. And then I'm going to have to come up with something positive to wrap things up.
We'll have prize. We'll prize for the best.
Yeah, $1 million.
Or less.
Yeah.
Somewhere between $1 and $1 million yeah. or a prize equal to that amount. All right, here's the thing. When I grew up, we did Thanksgiving the same way always. We would go to my grandmother's house. We would eat turkey. She would make homemade manicotti or homemade ravioli. We would drink some wine. We would hang out on the couch. We would fart, and we would watch football.
Right.
And the women would clean up the kitchen, and then they would come and hang out with us, and we would all spend time together. That was the deal. Nobody sprinted out the door on Thursday or Friday, for that matter, because we all got together and ate leftovers on Friday of the food I just mentioned.
The mushroom Razorbacks.
All those things are gone now because of Black Friday sales and the overnight leaving now. And they've gone from, we're going to open at midnight, to we're going to open at 10, to we're going to open at 8, to we're open all day Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I like the fact that restaurants are open because I actually went to one on Thursday this year, and it was very disappointing. As great as the meal was, it's still not the same as cooking your own turkey, having your own sides, and being in your own house, watching your own TV. I will never do it again. It's a mistake I've only made once in my nearly 40 years on this planet. I will never make it again. Black Friday retailers, you are killing America. And people kill me because they're like, well, this is a huge boost for the retail folks, which I am all for retail. We sit here and hawk retailers all the time.
Right.
Everything from T-shirts to cars. And if the company that sells planes or buildings wants to come on here and advertise, we'll take your money too. My point is, if I don't buy it on Black Friday, I'm still going to buy it. And like my other friends in the world of males, we usually do it on the day before Christmas or the day of.
Right.
Or if you're buying stuff for Hanukkah, you don't do it the day of. You do it maybe the day before.
Day before.
You don't have to do it like a month in advance. It just kills me that we have moved further back. I don't even mind shopping the day before. But the thing that kills me is it is ruining the family time. I want to hang out with my family on Friday, even if it's just them sitting next to me and me watching the football game.
Here's the thing. Let me play devil's advocate with you for a moment, because don't you feel that the retailers are, in a sense, feeding the beast? I mean, this is what this country is now. I mean, we are a buy things country.
We have 300 plus days. I mean, I don't know how many exactly, because there are other days where you're probably not going to go shopping. But this whole movement towards earlier. Why don't you do all your Christmas shopping or your holiday shopping in June? And just get it done with. Well, I got it done early this year. Got some great bargains. Well, how is that festive? How is that in the spirit of the season? I don't get that.
What's the spirit of the season when you see brawls at malls over an electronic or something? I mean, look, I get that you want to buy something nice for your kids and you want the best deal for it. But, I mean, what's with the brawls? What's with the fights and the punches? That's as moronic as the Ohio State-Michigan fight on the field the other day.
I got in a fight with my sister on Friday because we went to dinner after this lighting ceremony in Kansas City. And then she wanted to do some more shopping after she'd already been shopping for about 5 hours. And I said, dude, enough's enough. I mean, enough's enough. Can we go back and hang out and spend some time together? We're all leaving tomorrow.
No doubt.
Can we not sit down and just hang out as a family for an hour or two before we go to bed tonight? Do we need more shopping? Do you not have the next month to shop before Christmas? Here's the thing. Let's go spend a couple of hours. And the 2 hours you're going to spend trying to find me the perfect gift, just keep it. I don't need it. I'd rather have 2 hours with you.
That's nice. So sweet.
What was her rebuttal?
I can't say it on the air. She wasn't too happy about being cut off from her shopping time, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, I just think we're losing sight. There are so many things we've given up as far as families go. This stuff is inexcusable to me, though. That whole window needs to be a little bit better protected. If you want to go out late in the day Friday, or even relatively early Friday, and then come back, that's fine. But family first, right? Not presents first. Family first.
You can get presents later.
You need to send all the Who's. Where's the Who's in Whoville when I need them?
$10 more.
The Christmas months are here.